Blog Talk Radio.
May as well walk away.
We need a song about Jesus. We need a song about Jesus. Well, hello there, world. Blog Talk listeners, I am Evangelist Von Dumas, running in a little late from work today, but I'm just so grateful just to be in the presence of the Lord and just thank God for another opportunity just to share His word with you. So let's just get comfortable, take off your shoes just as I have done. Let's just take a moment to just inhale and then just relax. I just came from we had a big potluck at work today, and I tell you, the agents really bought in some nice, interesting dishes. It was awesome. So I ended up spending a little bit extra time with them, but it was worth it just to sit there and break bread with them, just to talk about anything. We didn't really talk too much about their stats, just being together. So I dedicate this show tonight to my team, Ms. Vaughn's team. We are customer service, and I do have a great group of people, and I thank God for each and every one of them. So again, I thank God for them. We have Yvonne Aguilera. He said we would call out their names today. We have Eamon, who is, if he's not listening now, he will be listening in the archives. We have Christina. We thank God for Joseph Suttles, Anthony Robertson. We also have Fabio. He's a laughter on the team. We have Lana. We have Adeline. She's better known as the Great One because her stats is always top-notch. We have the King, which is Isaiah. Hello to you. Hello to Jay. Hello to Anna and Caroline. And hopefully I didn't miss anyone. Hello to you all, Ms. Vaughn's team. Again, I appreciate all of your hard work, and I pray that each and every time that you sign into the blog talk that you are able to find some answers to some of the things that are in your personal life, because if you can get clarity in your personal life, then it'll show in your work life. Hallelujah. And God is the answer. He is the one to clarify the things that you're having a misunderstanding about. So as much as you appreciate me, I often tell you, but it's because it's the God in me. It's the Jesus that works inside of me. And I thank God that I'm here to be there for you. So I pray over anyone on the team that is going through any bereavement situations. And I know Eamon has a friend, and God bless the family of his friend that is deceased. And I think that memorial is going to be on tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. So God bless that family. Again, the Suttles family, as I mentioned on our last show, with the loss of their Mr. Suttles' grandson, Tristan, 8 months old. God bless them as they heal and recover and learn from the situation. Also for Yvonne, as she's had also some issues with death in her family, her brother. So God bless them all. We stand beside you, and anything that we as a ministry can do for you, let Tri Anointed Ministries know we are here for you. I'll also just remind everyone, for you can call in anytime to the Empower Networks. The Empower Network is an international network, and it's just there for you. It's there to pray with you, to pray for you, just to give you answers to some of the questions that maybe you're not for sure of how, where to find it in the Word, or you just need to just vent. We are there for you again at the Empower Network. And that number is 218-339-4300. It is hosted by our Dr. Ineta Cooper, is our founder and our visionary. The Apex code that they were to input is going to be 360777 pound. Make sure you hit the pound in. So again, the number for in power, where there's women in power, men in power, teen in power. And that number is 218-339-4300, and the code is 360777 pounds.
God bless you all.
All right. Well, let's get to the word. Hallelujah. And we're going to, our scripture today is going to be coming out of 2 Timothy. And 2 Timothy, we're going to start at verse 22 and read through verse 26. And here we go. New Testament, 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 22. It says, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servants must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, and not resentful. Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct. He says, gently instruct. Hallelujah. In the hopes that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the evil of the devil, who has taken them captive to do his will. Hallelujah. Who have taken them captive to do his will. So in order to fulfill the reading that we just went through in 2 Timothy 22 through 26, you're going to have to be able to serve. You're going to have to be a servant. You know, it's not always easy to turn and walk away to prevent a quarrel. But those of us who are sincere in wanting to follow Christ and be Christ-like, we seek for his instructions. And we don't just pick up the word just to be reading or just to for some fashion show so you can see that I'm reading the Bible and hope that you be impressed by me holding it in my hand and at least pretending to read or just putting some words together. But we actually are looking for our instructions. So we take the Bible for what it is, our basic instructions. You know, the Bible has so many different versions, same wording, but it's broke down for you. It's in different ways that you can understand, because it's very important that you know that this is our instructions. Whatever it is that we're going through, this is our instructions. And so from the Maker, these instructions come. And he has given them to us, and we should take them seriously. And we should start at the beginning. If we believe the first word, we should believe the last word, and all of the goodness that's in between. Hallelujah. All of the goodness that's in between. So we are trying daily to get where we need to be on our walk with Christ. And then I don't care how many times you read back through the word. Oh, hallelujah. The beautifulness and the loveliness of God just reveals to you something different. I mean, you may shout for joy off of what you got out of the word the first time. And you go back through and read it again, and he will give you something differently. Hallelujah. That's just the goodness of our God. So as we flee the devil's desires of youth and pursue righteousness, we pursue faith, we pursue love, we pursue peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Everyone who calls on the Lord does not have a pure heart. That along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, that's what the ones out of a pure heart is doing. They're pursuing righteousness. They're pursuing faith. Even though it may not be the easy thing to do, they're pursuing love. They're pursuing peace. Hallelujah. It says don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments. He said, but I just wanted to hear what they were saying, but it just sounded interesting, and I know that they were lying, or I just wanted to just let everybody else know where they're coming from. But the Bible tells us that do not have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know that they produce quarrels. You know that it's going to start something. You know that it's just fire, and you're putting gasoline on it. and you know it's going to explode. You say, yeah, but it's not my fault. Does it really matter at that time? Does it really matter when the fire is starting and it's burning? It's going to consume you and all that's around it, you and your family. Right and wrong doesn't even play anything in it. It won't put the fire out. Do you hear what I'm saying today? You've got to pursue. You got to run after. You got to seek after righteousness, love, faith, peace. Not the peace that you think that you have in your heart, that everybody else is wrong and you're right. But where everyone can be at peace, peace. Hallelujah. And the Lord's servant, is that me and you? Of course it is. We are the Lord's servant. We must not quarrel. Instead, we must be kind to everyone, not just the ones that we choose to be kind to, that we like, but it says we must be kind to everyone. We must be able to teach, not resentful. We can't build up a resentful heart. And then for those who oppose us, we must be gentle and gently instruct them in the hope that God would grant them repentance that would lead to their knowledge of the truth. Not us, but that God. He says, vengeance is mine. It's not us. I know, I felt someone's sin, but I'm pretty good at diffusing things, at getting things, you know, telling people, you know, exactly what it is, mediating and getting involved. But, you know, why are you always involved in different things then? Why does time you think one thing is over, you got another issue on your hand? It's not yours. You're trying to do a job that's not meant for you to do. So you will never be successful at it. Even though you think you may succeed in different areas, you will never truly be successful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it said God would grant them repentance. And he will lead them to the knowledge of truth. And then they will come to their senses, and they will be able to escape from the trap of the devil, which is only he, the enemy, who's taken them captive to do his will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to come together. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask that you hear our prayers, that you answer our prayers, dear Father, that you look beyond, dear Father, what the man may see and look into our hearts. Dear Father, go into each and every household, whatever the situation is. Ease the pain, dear Father. Brighten up the ones who are mourning and down. Dear Father, be that one for the motherless and the fatherless. For the mother and father who've lost their child, dear Father, be the comfort for them, Jesus. Send them who they need and what they need in their time of need. Hallelujah. I ask that I may move aside now. Hallelujah. And we invite you to come in and take control of each and every one of our situations in however way that you see fit to. Use us, Jesus. We are available to you. Right now, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, just make yourself available, even in your mind. If you can't speak it out loud, just in your mind right now, just say, God, I'm available. Use me the way that you would want to. And watch him do miraculous things in your life. Watch him give you answers to some questions you've been struggling for years. Hallelujah. You're trying to get out of that bad relationship and you just can't finally get your mind set to leave. Seek him first in his righteousness. Watch things start to turn around for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, like no one else can, for just being there for us. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. A leader, a leader, a leader. So many people has the hat that has leader wrote all across it. So many people walk around with banners hollering every day, I'm a leader. So many people, you can ask them where are they employed, and they'll tell you what they do. And then they'll tell you they do it for. And they'll tell you where they're employed. But they have to get in first that I am a manager here. I am the president here. I am the founder of this situation and that situation. Hear me from the spirit. There is nothing wrong. Not at all. It's nothing wrong with exactly telling what you do or being proud of what you do. Nothing at all. But hallelujah now. Titles can just get, and the flesh loves titles. The flesh will hold on to titles. Hallelujah. The flesh would rather tell you again the title of what they do. May not be even any good at it. May not be any good at it at all. But just the fact that that's what they do. Hallelujah. I remember when I was growing up, it was a doctor who would give you a physical without even taking off your clothes. He didn't even raise up your pants leg, didn't even raise up your shirt sleeve to give you a full physical. But, you know, he could definitely say, you know, hey, I'm a doctor. And people would get impressed by that. By doing what? Not even doing the job well. But titles. Hallelujah. But you got to be a leader who serves if you are truly going to be a leader. You must be a leader who serves. You can always find a true leader. Because they don't get so hung up on who's first. I'm standing out. They want to hear the opinions of those that are around them. Hallelujah. A true leader is a leader who serves. Have you ever wondered what it really means to be a servant? Have you ever wondered how to serve as Jesus did? How to serve as Jesus did? Hallelujah. Let's take a look. Let's go to Matthew 20, and we're going to do 25 through 27. Of course, it's New Testament. First book, Matthew 20, and we will do 25 through 27. Just a couple of verses here. Again, we're talking about leaders, true leaders, being a leader. What does it mean to be a leader? How can you lead and be a leader that even compares to the way Jesus led? Hallelujah. All right, so here we are. Starting at verse 25, I may go just a little bit more than 27, but here we go, starting at 25. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them." The high officials exercise authority over them. And the rulers, they kind of lord over them. You got to bow down to them. But Jesus says in verse 26, "Not so with you." Did you hear me? With you. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great amongst you must be your servant. Whoever wants to become great among you, you must be your servant. You must serve someone to be a leader. And then he goes on in 27 and said, whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but he came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So you want to be a leader? You got to be able to be led. Hallelujah. You've got to be able to be led. I remind all leaders in whatever aspect it is. If you're a parent, you're a leader. You can't ask the ones that are following you to do anything that you're not willing to do. You're not willing to get down and get dirty to get the job done. Neither are they. If you're not willing to get up and go and be at that child's school, to get out there and do whatever it takes to be a parent, be at those baseball games, fall down when they fall down, you're not been a leader. A leader must serve those who he is leading. Let's go to Philippians 2, 5, and 11. Every leader should make sure that they take out time to continue to check behind them, to see about the ones that they think that they're leading. How are they doing back there? Are they so far behind you that you've lost them because you're just so busy leading? How are they doing? When have you praised the ones that are leading you, that are following you? When is the last time you turned around and just gave them some praise, complimented them? When is that last time? Are you so busy being a leader that you don't compliment, you just receive compliments? Hallelujah. A leader, a true leader. And then every leader should also take out the time and look ahead of them. Sometimes leaders they're looking in the mirror so long at themselves. They're so up and they're so powerful because of who they are and the position that they're in. And they rule and hold this iron thumb, but they forget to look up and just check out and see who are they following. Because even leaders are following somebody. Who are you following? Did we just not read and speak about how the enemy can entrap you? And you're living according to his will because of the entrapment. And many times you're the last one to figure out that you're really entrapped. You really think you got it going on. Hallelujah. Take some time. Look up. Check yourself. And see, am I the leader that God would want me to be? Is this the decision that he would want me to present to his people? Turn around and look and see, where are my followers? Are my followers involved? Am I hearing their suggestion? Am I hearing their pleas? Am I hearing their cries? Am I there really to help them? Or am I there that they can't even approach me? Am I non-approachable because I'm a leader? God bless, God bless. Hallelujah. Philippians 2, 5, and we'll go through 11. And it reads, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Now, this is when we entertain Christ's humility. It says, our attitude must be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of servant, being made in human likeness. Verse 8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Oh, how many times do you see a servant humble themselves and become obedient? As a leader, I run into too many leaders who are so, put their thumb down on people so hard, and they press. They press, and they wonder why they can't get success out of anything. They wonder why their people are not succeeding. Because they are leaders, and they expect you to bow down to them. But you got to be humble. You got to be humble in a position. I don't care if you're leadership in your ministry, if it's your leadership on your job, if it's your leadership in your marriage, if it's your leadership in your parental guidance. How many parents do you know? Think about it. How many parents do you know personally that their children don't even get a chance to express themselves? They can't talk. Do they say you're talking back? They can't express anger. They can't express the joy with you. They can only do things the way that the parents want them to do. They can't be individuals. It's because that leader is taking advantage of the power. What kind of leader is that? God is watching you. God is watching your leadership. And the ones that you're destroying by your attitude, believe me, now one day they're going to turn around and somehow to try to undo all of the crookedness and the evilness that you are doing to them right now, because it's going to affect the way that they lead. God has entrusted you, instilled this to you, and that's all you can do with it? That's the way you're going to rule it? I beg of you, take another look at yourself. Take another look at yourself. Is this really what you wanted? Is this really what you was trying to do? Is this really what you think God wants you to do? I think not. But will you trust God? Will you trust God that you won't lose your popularity? Will you trust God that if he gave it to you, he will see you through it? But that he has a purpose for you, that he has a purpose for you being where you're at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, therefore God exalted himself to the highest place, and he gave him the name that is above every name. I love that. That means he's above cancer. It means he's above the mourning that you're going through. It means he's above the loneliness that you're going through. It means he's above all of the things that the man says impossible. He's above it all. The name above all names. Hallelujah. You need to keep that word in your mouth. It's going to come back, and you're going to need to hear that. It's going to become a time that you're going to just, that's going to be the only thing that holds you up. The doctors may say some things that are pretty down dirty with no heart in it, just give you to it cold. Someone may just walk up to you and just give you some cold news, just speak you out. But you got to remember, whatever it is, whether it's backbiting, he's bigger than that. He has the name of all names. He's glorious than that. He's more powerful than that. That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Now, there are a lot of deformities, but everyone will bow. Even if you have no knees, you will bow. It didn't say that you have a choice. You have that right here now. But it said, because he's the name above all names, that every knee must bow to the name of Jesus. In heaven and on earth and under the earth. Uh-oh, that reaches everywhere, right? Hallelujah. And every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Whew. If he can be a servant, and I say, I proclaim that I'm a follower of him, why am I not serving? Why can't I go feed the hungry? Why can't I reach out around those that is around me and spread, share the knowledge that I have with them? Why can't I have a sympathetic ear? Why can't I stop what I'm doing just for a minute just to listen and hear from somebody who just wants to tell me something going on in their life? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Jesus doesn't ask us to serve any differently than he served. He's been here. He's been here. Do you hear me? I know a lot of you are still waiting on him to come, and he is coming again. But a lot of you are still waiting on him to come for the first time. But he is the Messiah, and he has been here on earth. He's been here amongst grumpy, demanding people, just like you are. He's been here. He's experienced it. Feeling tired and worn thin, he's experienced it. Paul explains it just right there when we were just reading in Philippians 2, 5, and 11 that Jesus was the ultimate servant. Reading those passages should just make you feel like Jesus is a tough act to follow because he was the ultimate servant. But Jesus made it clear in Matthew 20, 25, 27 that we read that it is your attitude that matters most. It's your attitude that matters most. It's your attitude that matters most. I have some of the sweetest people that work with me. It's their attitude that matters most. I have some people that I go to bed at night just thinking about because they just groan on me so much. Eamon is one of those people. I just consider him as my friend. He just got a spirit. It's something about his spirit. It's his attitude. Hallelujah. It's his attitude. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you. And when you see life through Jesus' eyes, that's the most important thing, right? When you see life through Jesus' eyes, it's natural to spot opportunities to serve. You start looking and really spotting, really, I could help here. If you're not doing anything or serving in any way, just start to view life through Jesus' eyes. Some of the things that he did, and you will spot opportunities to serve. But too often, much too often, we miss them because we focus on who? We focus on ourselves. We focus on ourselves. And we get caught up and we're saying, well, we're busy. We should never get too busy that we can't do kingdom work, that we can't serve. So we need to stop the busyness because that's more worldly to get so busy. And we need to make sure that we're just always doing something to edify the kingdom. Serving others. Hallelujah. Get the focus off of ourselves. We can't see beyond the wall of our own problems, our own concerns. We can't see beyond that wall, and we so many times don't even try. We don't want to see beyond our own problems. Now, we say that we drink ourselves down and we get drunk or we get intoxicated with different beers or different people in our life. And we say that that's all because we're trying to forget about what's going on in our lives. We're trying to get around that wall. But that's not really getting around it, right? Because when you leave that married man's home, when you finally sober up and figure out all the things that you should have been doing that you didn't do, and now they're hitting you in the face, and you're standing there looking like Goober, you figure out, you really didn't go around that wall, did you? Hallelujah. You just built into the wall. Now your wall is thicker. Now your wall is higher. So a lot of us, we don't even want to go around that wall. We want to have self-pity. We want everybody to know that we got the Eeyore spirit. Woe is me again. But you don't know what I'm going through in my life. So we can't see beyond the wall of our own problems and concerns. Only when we beyond ourselves can we be the best servants that Jesus desires us to be. Only when we look beyond ourselves can we be the best servants that Jesus desires us to be. Will you take that step today? Will you take that opportunity that God has given you, breath in your body right now? Will you take that opportunity? And let's just go beyond yourself. Let's go beyond your problems. I know that the light bills may be due tomorrow. I know that the eviction notice is already on the door. I know that, but beyond that, because, see, we're still at and we've done what we need to do, and now all we can do is wait and watch how God does favor in those situations. In the meantime, let's get the eye off of our problems, and now let's look and see what else we can do. What other opportunities can we spot? Let's get in the Word and look how Jesus was a servant and how he was able to serve. Hallelujah. That's where we get our hope from. That's where we get our joy from. It's all from Jesus, the life that he lived before us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Luke 22:24-27, Jesus tells his disciples that the leader among them will be a servant. By setting your heart on serving, you can follow in Jesus' footsteps. By setting your heart, remember, it's something you got to desire for. You got to reach for. By setting your heart on serving, you too can follow in Jesus' footsteps. Say that I too can follow in Jesus' footsteps. Hallelujah. Remember the service, if this is an archive, go back down the MP3 player. Listen over and over again, however you choose to. If we go a little bit, just remember that it's in there for you. Don't stop listening just because right now the broadcast may stop streaming. Come back and get what you need to be successful in life. Don't let the enemy entrap you by not finishing it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Luke 22:24-27, make sure you just write it down. Again, just go back and read how Jesus tells the disciples that the leader among them must be a servant. Hallelujah. And then 1 Peter 2:21. Again, it's 1 Peter 2:21. It says, this is what you are called to do, because Christ for you, and he gave you an example to follow. So you should do as he did. Don't you think? You should do as he did. We tell our kids to do as we do. Hopefully we're not one of those that say, do as I say, not as I do. But do we want to be an example? We want to have our lives to be a true example for them, so they can look at and follow the example, so they can follow in our footsteps. Where are your footsteps leading your children? Where are your footsteps leading your congregation? Choir director, where are your footsteps leading your singers? Hallelujah. To the managers, to the president, the officers, where is your footstep leading your people? Some personal applications. Starting in your hometown, wherever you're at, wherever you're residing at now, starting right there, in your community, how can you serve other people? How can you serve other people? Just right there in your community. If you're in apartments in your building, start there. How can you serve your community? Hallelujah. Can you reach down and pick up some trash and go put it in the dumpster? In your community, when you're going walking, if you see some kid's ball has rolled across the street, not steal it and just throw it back in their yard. It starts at little bitty things just like that. That's where it starts. Hallelujah. What happened to the day that we would hold the door open for the person that was behind us, coming behind us, that the man would open the door for a lady, not that he even knew her? What happened to the time that we see the elderly struggling in the store to reach something on a shelf that we can't take out time to go get it down for them? What happened? Jesus is still God, and he has his eye on you. And he's your creator. And he has things that he has for you to do. He expects these things from you. And don't let him catch you with your work undone. Because you know not the day. You know not the time or the hour when he's coming back. So the lustfulness in your heart that you're feeding on and the pornography that you're slipping in and hiding, is it worth it? If you've got to hide and do it, it's not worth it. That affair that you're having, it's not worth you losing your soul. It's not worth it. God has so much in store for you. He has so many plans for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. But all the things that you're doing right now in the dark, and you call yourself a leader. You're leading that family. You're leading in some way. But those things is going to turn around and the light's going to shine on it. Hallelujah. I promise you, the light's going to shine on it. Anything done in the dark will be brought to the light. And you don't know when it's going to be. You think that you keep lying and lying and covering it up, but it's coming out, and it's going to haunt you, and it's going to hurt you really bad. And you may not be able to recoup from it. Choose you this day to serve the Lord. Choose you this day to serve the Lord. Some more personal applications. How can you model your attitude after Christ's attitude? Just by making a change today. Deciding today that you're going to model your attitude after Christ's attitude. And you say, well, I'm so deep, I'm so far from him. I'm so far from him. How do I get started? I'd be more than happy to send out literature, send out Bibles. I'd be more than happy to pray with you, just talk with you, just listen to you. Find a good church home in whatever city, state, area that you're in. Find a Bible-teaching church that you can find your own brook, your leader that is willing to lead you as you lead. Hallelujah. Someone that you can follow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For a more in-depth study, I ask you to read Philippians, and we'll stay in chapter 2, but just pick up at 14, and just chapter 2, verse 14 through 17. It's not too much for you. You can handle that. You can. And I know you got to dust off your Bible and find it, but you know what? Don't be embarrassed of that. Guess what? You just made a big step by picking it up, by finding it, by looking for it. If you don't have one, set aside a little money until you can get you one. Better yet, call me. Send me some email at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Say, Evangelist Vaughn, I need the word. I need a Bible. I'm a teenager. Can you give me the teen version? I need large print. Could you get it in large print? I need a Bible. Can you get it to me? Hallelujah. God has sent someone to you to even give you a Bible. God is good. Won't you just taste and see that the Lord is good? It's just not by happenstance that you keep waking up every morning. He's touching you. He's waking you up. He has a job for you to do. And it could be right around the ones that you're with. You don't have to get all mainstream and decide, oh, now you can't. You can't do this, you can't do that. Just start right where you're at, just as
you are, He wants to help you. Because whatever you're suffering with or whatever you're doing, somebody else is too. And they need to wear it just like you do. And who are we to say, oh, I'm not going to tell them to wear it. Look at them. Look at their appearance. Look at where they hang out at. Look how they dress. Look at the things. Look at the tats. They're all God's children. And God loves you all. And they deserve to wear it too. So for your more in-depth studies, you have Philippians 2, 14 through 17. And then it's just one more, 1 Corinthians, all of this is New Testament, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 5 through 11. Hallelujah. 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 And again, you can always reach me. Leave me a message here on the blog talk. It's a blessing. I just love the fact that God is just blessing the ministry. When I just come back on and I just see different ones, new people who've just been into here and just listened to the archives, or new people who just tell me, you know, hey, I went on the show. Hey, I was able to get something from you. I got a word from you. From the Lord. He deserves all the credit because it is about Him. It's all about Him. All about Him. So we just thank God for the word. I thank you, Jesus, that you are the head of the leader of our life, whatever we're doing, wherever we're at. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for protecting those, dear Father, as they travel. Dear Father, blessings over all of them that are in incidents or accidents today. The ones that are jobless, dear Father, I ask that you answer their prayers in their jobs. And we thank you for just giving us your word and speaking with us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we did it. We came to the end of another show at Tri-Anointed Ministries, believing in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I just want to ask you, have you prayed the prayer of salvation? If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I'd just like for you to just take this opportunity just to introduce to you the greatest friend you ever have. And as you say these words, if you just believe them in your heart, then you will be born again. That's Romans, still in the New Testament, Romans 10, and then the verse 9 through 10. You will be born again. Hallelujah. Just repeat after me. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. Hallelujah. A new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. It bought your healing. That blood bought your salvation. Hallelujah. And I receive you as my Savior and Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And if you just prayed this prayer, congratulations. Congratulations to you and you and you and you. Congratulations. All of heaven is congratulating you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're a new creature. You are a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 is in the New Testament. It says, old things are passed away. All the old things that you used to do. God is restoring newness in you right now. So it says, behold, all things have become new. You are saved. That means you have a right now to be in the heavens with God. When your body leaves this earth, when you separate spirit from body, you have a right. You will be saved. It says, absence of this body, you will be present with the Lord. That would not have happened before, but you
will be present with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Congratulations. You have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to starting right now. So don't let nobody tell you, I know what you used to be. I know where you came from. But it says, behold, all things are new. You're a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. In the New Testament, your slate is clean before God. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice and love for you. That's what you're feeling inside of you right now. That is what you're feeling. Because your slate is clean before God. Hallelujah. The bills are still there. He's going to work it out. The doctors still haven't changed their mind about what it was that they said is killing you. But God is going to work it out. Will you trust God? Will you trust God? I know the pain is still there and you're still mourning and you don't know if you're ever going to be able to succeed, but oh, can you trust God? Oh, he's worthy of all your trust. He's so worthy of all your trust. He'll work it out for you. Just don't worry about it. Just every time it starts to enter into your mind how the situation is going to work out, just put it aside. So in the name of Jesus, his blood he shed on that cross covers this. I don't have to worry about it no more. I can give it to him. Somebody said, but I feel like I should be doing something. Well, say you are a liar. I am doing something. I'm giving it to my daddy. I'm giving it to the one who made me, who knows all about me. He has plans for me, says Jeremiah 29:11. And these plans are to prosper me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please, let me know of your decision to follow Christ. Hallelujah. Christ is thinking about you. And he only wants the best for your life. God bless you. May God keep you. Here at Tri-Anointed Ministries, we love you. We love you. And I leave you with this. A leader who serves. Reliable servants. They're the binding of the Bible. Their acts are rarely recited, and their names are seldom mentioned. Yet, were it not for their loyal devotion to God, many great events never would have occurred. Without you being the best that you can do, being a great example for your kids, a lot of things that they should be achieving in their life, they will never make it because of your leadership. If you need help, why would you be afraid to ask to help the ones that you say that you love? If you can't help the ones that you say you love, how can God even start to give you ministries, start to give you positions, start to give you jobs, start to give you a spouse for people that you don't even know? It's time to be that leader. Wake up. Take up your... So the ones that you used to hang with you anymore. They may look at you funny. They may call your names now, but guess what? They was probably saying that anyway about you behind your back. They already talking about you. That's your cross. Take up your cross and follow God. Watch him lead you into territories that you never dreamed of going. He said, I'll give you houses that you did not build. You know your credit's jacked up, but you need a home. Hallelujah. You have needs. You have desires. Seek him first and his kingdom, his righteousness. And then all of those things he will just start to add unto you. That spouse you're waiting on, he'll start to add it into you. When you're doing what? Seeking God first. That comfort that you're looking for. You got this big, humongous house, but you're lonely. You can't find comfort. You got family all around you, but you're sick in your body. You can't find the healing. Trust God. Trust God. Oh, trust God. Hallelujah. Trust God.
Oh, I just feel it in my spirit. He's just saying, tell my people to trust me. To just trust me. You said, but this preacher did me wrong, and this church didn't do me right, and this person and that person, and my mother didn't, and my daddy didn't, and my father raped me, and my brother did me wrong. But he said, trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Hallelujah. Just let go and let God. Let go and let God. Hallelujah. Can you do that for me? Just let go and let God. Just believe in the Lord. Because he believes in you. Until the next meeting, I invite you to come to the next door. God bless you and keep you. We love you.
I still believe in marriage is made in heaven. And that love will conquer all. I've been hurt, but not deceived. Regardless to what has happened, I still believe. Still believe. Still believe in predestination and eternal purpose. All things work together for my good. Opposition comes against me, yet I proceed. Cause no matter what I'm facing, I still believe.
Don't ever stop believing. We love you. This is Evangelist Vaughn. Have a great night. See you on the next broadcast. Bye-bye, Ms. Bonds team. Bye.